From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Anti-Gaddafi forces in Libya are claiming to have seized full control of the ousted leader's hometown of Sirte, where fierce fighting has been underway for weeks now. But the BBC's Caroline Hawley says the situation in Sirte is still not completely clear.
We've not yet heard from senior officials of the National Transitional Council here in Tripoli. We haven't yet heard from the country's political leaders, but Sirte is a huge prize for the authorities. It is the place that they have said once is captured, they will declare full liberation, and that starts a countdown towards a political process that should lead to elections.
The BBC's Caroline Hawley. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging new cooperation between the U.S., Afghanistan, and Pakistan in fighting insurgents. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Kabul, where Clinton is meeting today with Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
Clinton's visit comes after several recent high-profile attacks in Kabul, including a sustained assault on the U.S. embassy and the assassination of Burhanuddin Rabbani, a peace envoy for President Hamid Karzai. Despite the killing, U.S. officials say Secretary Clinton will reassure Karzai and his key ministers that the U.S. is still committed to reconciliation efforts here in Afghanistan, which is seen as the key to helping end the conflict. Clinton will also discuss what officials call transitional issues as the U.S. moves to draw down troops in 2014 and hand over security to the Afghans. Clinton will reassure Karzai the U.S. will remain committed to Afghanistan beyond that time. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
An officer with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is in custody in Arizona after leading authorities on a high-speed chase through the desert. The man was under suspicion of helping steal marijuana from illegal immigrants, and an informant had called him to arrange for him to pick up hundreds of pounds of pot. Arizona Department of Public Safety spokesman Carrick Cook says that's when authorities began their pursuit.
Speeds reached in excess of 100 miles an hour, somewhere around 110. During that 45-minute pursuit, he was able to throw out 10 of the 14 bales of marijuana out of his driver's window.
The suspect's truck rolled over. He surrendered to police. The St. Louis Cardinals have taken a one-game-to-none lead in the World Series. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Cards beat the Texas Rangers in the series opener last night.
With temperatures in the 40s, a steady drizzle and wind, the first game of the so-called Fall Classic had more of a wintry feel. But it didn't seem to bother the players, who put on a dramatic show. A sixth-inning single by St. Louis pinch hitter Alan Craig drove in what proved to be the winning run. Craig talked afterwards about getting the hit off Texas relief pitcher Alexi Agondo, who, in baseball speak, brings the heat.
You know, those fastballs by people. You know, I got in the box and he did the same thing to me. So I just had to make an adjustment and keep it a little more simple and not try to hit it so hard.
The Cardinals' Chris Carpenter was the winning pitcher. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.
This is NPR News. Greece's parliament is expected to vote today on more unpopular austerity measures. The country is in the second day of a general strike aimed at influencing lawmakers. A judge in Oklahoma has temporarily blocked a new state law abortion law from taking effect. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that law would restrict the way doctors administer drugs that are used to induce abortions.
The law requires doctors to follow a strict FDA-approved protocol when they prescribe abortion-inducing drugs. That protocol was approved more than a decade ago and advised doctors to set up two separate visits to administer the medications. But the Center for Reproductive Rights challenged the law, saying doctors are now using more advanced protocols that don't require a second visit to a clinic. They claim the law was intended to prevent providers from offering medication abortions and that it interferes with a physician's best judgment. The center is also challenging another Oklahoma abortion measure. It requires women to have an ultrasound and to hear a detailed description of the fetus before having an abortion. That law is also on hold. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The popular TV show Extreme Makeover Home Edition has begun a home-building blitz in Joplin, Missouri, which was devastated by a tornado last spring. The goal is to build 7 houses in 7 days. The Reverend Aaron Brown is pastor of a Methodist church there and says members of his congregation are pitching in to help.
We've got 20 people that are doing shifts around the clock, transporting people around. And then the second thing is a lot of our people applied to be volunteers on the build site.
7,000 homes in Joplin were destroyed, but Brown says everyone that's rebuilt sends a message.
Every little bit like that is a celebration for us.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.